Thanks for calling Toyota. This is Jan.
I just adopted a new best friend, and I'm looking for a Toyota so we can make the most out of summer.
With a new RAV4, you can take your pup for a drive up the coast. You can take a Prius to the park, or you can take a Tundra to kayak at a remote lake.
One problem, Jan.
Oh?
My new best friend's a cat.
Your summer starts here, but it all ends June 3rd. Toyota, let's go places. Dealer inventory may vary. See your participating Toyota dealer for details.
Visit your Front Range Toyota stores today. Toyota, let's go places.
Orange and blue sunset in Mile High, here in Broncos Country, let's get ready to ride. Russ and the rest are gonna light up the sky. We'll break it down after the game with the guys. Hometown heroes with their own sports bar, the best coverage in Denver. Don't go too far. Just turn on DNVR. We are
Broncos Live, coming to you from Studio A. What was that? Oh, yeah, that's
how you get biscuits.
Oh, yeah.
Have you not heard?
Exactly. DMVR Broncos Live, coming to you from Studio A. We are presented, look at that, by DraftKings Sportsbook. No assists from the comments because they're probably all asleep. Early show. Early show today where the A stands for AM.
Oh, yes. It does. The studio, not as cold as it was last week, Hank.
That's true. It must just be warmer outside. I think that's what it is.
True. Didn't we have a snowstorm last week or something?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah. Because I'm pretty sure, there's definitely still a hole in the wall over there. So that hasn't changed.
It's not a hole in the wall so much as it's some sort of like ventilation system that results in a hole in the wall.
Exactly. Like, it's a ventilation system, but ventilation systems 150 years ago were just holes in the wall.
It's an intentional hole
it's
in
only
the wall.
100, yeah. Only 100 years ago. Well, wow. 103 years ago.
Dang. Oh. Do we celebrate its birthday?
Well, you weren't here for, well.
Would have been like just after? No.
Yeah,
well,
maybe we came in. Maybe we were the centenary celebration.
We'll be there for the 200.
Yeah, I was going to say, we got for another 100, right?
Yeah.
Bicentennial?
No, well. Sure.
You're asking the wrong person. That's for sure.
It's kind of like the whole bi-weekly thing, right? Does that mean twice a week or once every 2 weeks?
It means both, which is horrible.
Yeah, we got to work on that.
It actually means
both? It means both.
It can be used in both contexts.
Yep. No way.
Yeah, no, if you look up the definition, it's both.
I personally prefer to use, if I want to use 2 weeks, I just use Fortnite.
Oh, and then that's everyone thinks that you're playing a video game.
You're like, we have trivia. It's every Fortnite.
And you're like, so every time that like young Jimmy's playing Fortnite, we do trivia?
I gotta start playing more Fortnite. Maybe that's my off-season goal.
Get good at Fortnite.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Seems
that's
like
a
bad
goal.
Off-season
that's
goal.
That's a great goal, Hank.
I don't know. I think it could be good. We could stream. You could learn. You could both learn. And we could stream together. Stream some Fortnite.
Wow. Mm. Is Fortnite free?
Well, yes. It is free.
You don't have to buy the game?
No. You can
I think that was like the.
You could buy like pink pants or
so
whatever.
It's freemium.
Yeah, but right, you literally don't get anything for the meum part.
You just get like outfits.
Yeah. Oh, it like doesn't actually help you. Yeah. It just makes you look cool.
Yeah, like you can spend like $3 and you can look like a Bronco player.
Oh, yeah. Okay. What jersey are you getting?
I think you can pick the number. I don't think they have names on them. I think you can pick the number.
Okay, so what,
this
what
is based on like 2016 Fortnite though, so any of it could be wrong.
You know what, Hank? I have a different goal for you. Why don't you cover a GM search and a head coach search and maybe a quarterback search?
We could talk about it over our streams.
That would be one podcast a week is just us playing video games, but we podcast during it.
Wow. Yeah. That'd be pretty good. Pretty good.
Yes. Fridays and Blackhawk. Wow. Thursdays while playing video games.
Oh, here we go. Wow. I mean, we can fill out the rest of the week doing something.
Yeah, just like one from the bar.
Right.
Yeah. That's true. One from
one
the
just
studio,
like
being
hanging
responsible.
Out.
Yeah. Yeah.
Henry and I could do a podcast when we play our Madden playoff game.
Ooh.
Only if we finally mark the podcast feed as explicit. I have some strong words during that game.
Wow.
I'm in favor of that.
So what's the line?
Ooh.
I don't know.
Henry has a better record, but Ryan's on a hot streak.
He's a hot streak. Crazy hot.
Dragon slaying, I would say.
Yep. All of his players are boosted because of it. So, like, the 75 overall defensive tackle is, like, 88 now.
That is insane.
So, basically, this is me with, like, the 2022 Buffs roster going up against USC.
Wow. I love that. I love that he feels that way. That's really good news for me.
I think he's just trying to bait you, though, Ryan. I see what he's doing. He's posturing.
Fair enough. For my Fortnite character, I would choose one of the few people in the world I've heard say that the Buffs will be better than Bama eventually.
Wow. Number two.
Pat Surtain. Wow.
That's what I said. I mean, Ryan Green cut it out, but right after he said that, I said, you think they're going to be better at some point?
Yep.
And as Hank said in our group chat after, man, I really wish we could have got Jerry G's reaction, because he would have taken the complete opposite approach of Pat Surtain.
He is irrational about Alabama football.
Which is hard to
very energetic. I know, right?
Pretty rational.
No, he's somehow irrational.
He definitely thinks they deserve to be in the college football playoff.
Well, he doesn't even think there should be one.
That's a rational take.
No, it's not.
That's a very rational take.
They suck.
When TCU lost, they should be in.
No. How'd Alabama do in the SEC championship?
They're playing in a really tough SEC.
Yep.
Tough for Bama.
You cannot blame anyone for losing on a week that you didn't even play.
Well, when you have two losses, well, then maybe it's Ohio State that shouldn't be in. When you get blown out at home 2 weeks before the playoffs are picked, and Alabama has two road losses on the final play of each game, that's more impressive.
All right, whatever you say, Jerry.
What's more, one or two?
Well, no, because they don't look at that. If they looked at that, then there would be no need for a playoff committee.
Okay, I see.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, can't lose two games. Once you lose the first one, everyone in that locker room knows we can't lose another one.
You can't get blown out at home.
Getting back to the topic. Well,
apparently you can.
Oh my gosh. And also, we were set up for Georgia, Bama, Michigan, Ohio State. No one wants to see these games. Georgia's
going
to blow the doors off of TCU. It's not even a fun matchup going in. And then you have, you have Georgia, Ohio State, right?
I don't know.
Yes. It's Georgia, Ohio State. That's a good game. The other one sucks. And then the national championship game is going to suck because Georgia's just going to kill them.
Zach, here's good news for schools like Alabama, Colorado, you know, people in our world, the ones that missed the playoffs. 2024, baby, expands to 12. Good news for teams like Colorado and Alabama who just missed out on the playoff this year.
Buff's going to be so in.
Oh, yeah.
But not next year. You're saying you're giving them a pass.
I never even got to use my sarcastic tweet about the playoff expanding, which is like, no matter how you slice this, the Buffs just got closer to the playoffs. That used to be a sarcastic tweet, but now it's a real thing.
It is.
It's sarcastic.
It's a real thing.
Yeah, I did ask Jerry about Dion before we had the camera. And he was saying like, yeah, I used to go to his camps when I was growing up, but I never spent like one time with him. Because he was always working with the DBs, so I would just go and torch the DBs. And I was like, okay, Jerry, we're coming back later. This is the energy
Jerry's
we need
saying
today.
Dion isn't a good coach, is what I heard.
Wow.
Crazy.
Wow.
And then Pat Surtain also goes to his camp, or went to his camps. Everyone goes to Dion's camps.
Just like everyone
appears to be going to see you.
Exactly. Yeah. I haven't seen the Buffs, and this we'll stop here. I haven't seen the Buffs go after any current Alabama commits yet. I wonder if there's like a handshake agreement there.
Stay away because they took the coordinator or the associate coordinator.
Yeah, like they went after like Clemson's 5-star defensive lineman today, like Ohio State's wide receiver. Like I wonder if Nick and Dion are like, hey, we'll not go after each other.
Let's meet in the championship game, and that's when we'll go after each other.
There we go.
You think Bama's making the championship?
Get behind that. Absolutely. Okay. Yes.
Eventually.
Oh, maybe.
We've got Nebraska fans in here running their mouths.
But 20 more years of Bama being better than CU, according to your source, Pat Surtain.
Which is a very interesting number to choose.
It is.
At that point, how old is Saban going to be?
All right.
That's what I said. I said, is Saban when he retires? He'd be like 93.
Exactly.
Then. Yeah.
Dion.
I got to wrangle us in.
Prime time would be 75.
All right.
He'd be done too.
Stop. So, Broncos, Chiefs.
Bama, CU is what we're saying.
Oh, gosh, that's mean. Not quite as big of a talent gap, but maybe as likely of no. It's not as unlikely as an upset. Broncos have their hands full. Big time.
Sure do.
But for the first time in a while, this is my positive spin of the day. I feel like they're just playing with house money. Mm. Like, they really shouldn't feel any pressure. Everyone that's going to get fired is going to get fired. Mm. You know, like, there's no righting the ship. There's not enough games to, like, fix the offensive points per game. It's really just like, yeah, go try things. Go out there. Have fun. Just play ball. That's about the best reason I can say this team might play good football this week is just there's no pressure on them.
Okay, and I like that angle you're taking, but if the Broncos win this game, can Nathaniel right the ship the rest of the way?
Anything is possible if the Broncos can win this game. You might see it start snowing chocolate chips.
Wow.
Like, that's the world we're living in.
That would really hurt.
Melted chocolate chips. That's just gross. I don't know. It could snow anything, really, because they're not going to win this game. The impossible is then possible.
Huh.
We're going to be a zombie apocalypse the next day.
What is the money line? It can't even be that crazy.
No, like, and
plus
that...
600 or something?
I'd say plus 450 is my guess.
Wow.
And that's why that's why I'm shocked that this line is under 10. Because if it's under 10, you kind of have a chance. When it's 14 points, like there's one line...
Plus
this 350. Week, it's 14. There you go. See, that's like, yeah, they shouldn't. When you know what? The Broncos were plus 310 going into the Ravens game, and they were 1 point away. They were one defensive drive away from winning.
Yeah. That's why they're being respected by the book, because the book thinks, okay, well, the Broncos can maybe score 17 points. So maybe they can hold the Chiefs to like 24, and that's why they're getting that line.
Right.
The book obviously doesn't think they're going to win, but they think it's possible that the Broncos shows you where my head is, that the Broncos can stay with it long enough because of their defense to maybe even like backdoor cover this.
So do you think that the Broncos defense will slow the Chiefs down? And we'll get to our whiteboard and the keys in just a second. But when you look at the Broncos games with the Chiefs, specifically over the last two-ish years, about half of them have been really close games where it feels like the Broncos are right in it, and they eventually end up covering that 9-point spread. The other half, they get the doors blown off of them, and we're talking like a 38-10 game.
Yeah. I mean, the Broncos did get blown out by... I don't even remember who the quarterback was that...
Chad Henne. Still there.
Oh, was it Chad Henne who came in when Patrick Mahomes' kneecap came off of his knee for a minute
there? Almost think Chad Henne played a whole game and beat him.
I thought it was Matt Moore.
Oh, there was a Matt Moore game too.
Yeah. Yep. 30-3 or something was the score.
Oh, it was so... It was 30-6 because didn't the Broncos take a 6-0 lead and didn't they go for two... and missed it, and then,
right.
Or maybe the Chiefs were up, and then the Broncos did that, and then they never scored again, and then Matt Moore killed them.
Is that Fangio or Vic Joseph? Or
Vic
Vance
Joseph?
Joseph?
That was Vic Fangio.
Would Vic Joseph be a good coach?
you
take all
the
of their best qualities?
Wow.
Boy, they're having a lot of good practices, I'll tell you that.
A lot of good practices and still a good defense. Vance was a little bit better at connecting with the players.
Yeah, he was. He was. He was good at that, but no. Well, it all just comes back to the question, what quarterback did they have? And don't say Russell Wilson.
Well, they get to pick the best quarterback that either of them
had. Oh, boy. So who would that be?
Probably
Teddy?
Probably Teddy.
Trev?
Yeah. Teddy. They didn't have Trev. Oh, yes, they did.
But he had second year of Trev, which wasn't as good as first year of Trev.
Certainly was not.
Yeah.
Yeah, wow. They still suck.
Vic Joseph for life.
Okay, so let's get into this. If the Broncos are going to beat the Chiefs, which I think is more possible than the two of you.
I like
which
that.
Is funny because the last 2 weeks I had no hope, and now I'm back to like, miracles happen.
Mm.
Wow. Well, I have a feeling after this week, you're going to be back to just sad and depressed and thinking they're going to get beat by the Cardinals.
Well, that wouldn't be a miracle. So maybe then we have some hopes there. And if they are, let's jump into what needs to happen on our Whiteboard Wednesday. But first, I've got to tell you about our friends over at DraftKings Sportsbook, where right now the line for the Broncos is 9. Broncos are underdogs by 9 points at home. That kind of means if it was on a neutral field, 12 points. So maybe that's how the Broncos are staying under 10 points, is because they're getting that home field advantage. Like Ryan said, if you want to bet on the Broncos to win, good luck. But you're getting plus 350. And the over-under, guys, good news over at DraftKings, has moved up 44 points. So if you like following the Broncos under, DraftKings is helping you. So you can get in on that over at DraftKings Sportsbook and use the promo code DNVR when you sign up, because new users will get $150 by placing a $5 bet on any team to win in the NFL. That's all you have to do. $5 bet on any money line team to win. And when they win, you get $150 free in your account. So check them out over at DraftKings Sportsbook. This is going to be a blast this week. And guys, really quick, got to get your take on tonight's game. Well, no, actually, we're going to get that in the third segment about the Raiders, because they're playing tonight. So head to the App Store now. Use that promo code DNVR at DraftKings Sportsbook and see our show notes for details.
And also, get on over to FOCO. They've got a whole bunch of cool stuff. Yeah, thanks.
Especially not tonight.
Oh, because it's Rams. Yeah.
Oh, there we go.
But in Boulder, right?
In Boulder, yeah. So you'd be in the wrong place.
You going?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, so nice. Today you're actually wearing the CU gear in support of the basketball team.
Yes, yeah, and the football team. Okay. And the track and field team and the lacrosse team.
Okay.
And the women's basketball team and the volleyball team.
Not the baseball team.
Wow.
And it's a baseball jersey.
Yeah, that's ironic. A shame. Well, that's it's a baseball hoodie.
No, that's a...
Oh, that's underneath.
It's called layering, my
you
guy.
You just wear all black. Oh, wow. I mean, it's hard to see. It's true. It's impressive.
It's true. Someone in the comments did say that. They're like, RK stays wearing all black. Yeah. And I really do. I never falter.
And you can probably buy more black things at...
FOCO.
FOCO on the website. There's probably like some black Broncos slippers.
I could see that.
Black hats?
Yeah.
Maybe a black hat or two?
Not a black cat, but black hat.
Oh.
That is
true. If you have a black cat, come over to my house.
All right.
You have a black cat?
I do have a black cat, yeah.
Do you feel like you have bad luck?
No, great luck. He brings all the good juju.
Huh.
Yep.
It's kind of like a tolerance thing, you know? Like, once you've built up a tolerance for the bad luck, then you can, like, channel it.
Oh. Okay, I like that. FOCO has a whole bunch of cool stuff, collectibles, things you can't find anywhere else. So get over to FOCO. You can use the code DMVR for 10% off all non-pre-sale items. I think it's just non-sale items. There's a link in the description below this YouTube video. There's a link in the description of the podcast. They'll take you over to FOCO. Again, 10% off, whole bunch of good stuff, bobbleheads and all that.
And check us out at DNVR. All right, let's move on.
Wait, was that a shot at me? Were you saying I've just built up bad luck?
No, I'm saying it's kind of like you can get used to like a certain type of venom. You know, if you like take a little dose of it, then you won't be affected
by
it.
It's true.
Yeah.
Eamon, our guy Badwin, saying I faked Allie out on there, but not anymore. Let's jump into our whiteboard here. Thanks, Allie. First one, go big or you'll be going home. We're going to start the whiteboard off today. Just how the Denver Broncos started off the game against the Baltimore Ravens. We're going to put two or three tight ends on the field. We're going to put Russ under center. They did that 12 of their first 16 plays in the first quarter when they had multiple tight ends on the field, when Russ was under center. And I don't care if Russ doesn't want to do that. It was effective. And if the Broncos want to stay close with the Chiefs, they have to win time of possession. And all of the Chiefs' three losses, they have lost the time of possession. And going big, you don't just have to run the ball from that, but you're a lot more effective running the ball from that than you are in third and one from the shotgun. So a lot better running the ball. And then also, Russ looked good in the bootleg, in the play action game. And that is where you need to put him right now, because that's where he looks the best. And he threw 77% completion in that game. So put him there and have him do that. So go big for multiple reasons, because it's what your offense did best. And I hesitate saying that because it wasn't great, but it was still what they did best. And it keeps Patrick Mahomes on the sideline the best.
I have a feeling that once we go through what it takes to win this game, I'm going to come off of my idea that they might be able to win this game.
Oh, no. Yeah. Oh, no. Well, let's see what number two is here on our whiteboard. Deep thoughts.
Deep thoughts. You want Patrick Mahomes to have deep thoughts, and that means not throwing the ball short to Travis Kelce all day. If you let him surgically go down the field, you are going to get smoked because they will do it. That's one thing that I think Mahomes has gotten even better at this year, which is taking what's there.
Yeah.
And if you leave what, if you, because we used to always say you can pick your poison with Patrick Mahomes, right?
Yeah.
You can let him go underneath and try and bend but don't break, or you can be exposed over the top. Just be exposed over the top. Take your chances with your corners and your safeties having to make plays down the field, rather than letting Travis Kelce get 16 catches for 160 yards and three touchdowns. Because he'll do it.
Yeah.
And especially if you're, if those, you know, linebackers are taking their first step back, he's just, Travis Kelce's just going to turn around right in front of him. Boom. 5 yards. If you miss a tackle, now it's 10 or more. Deep thoughts. Make him want to try the deep ball. Maybe you force him into a turnover. Maybe he's a little off on the deep ball that day. That is truly, in my opinion, your best chance of winning this game, because they'll go score. Like, you're not going to be able to bend but don't break in the red zone all game long with them. And they might only need 3 field goals to win. So
two things to that, too. No more Tyreek Hill. So if you were to say, just let Tyreek Hill have the deep ball, well, that would be like a 300-yard game. But they don't have that Tyreek Hill threat. Now, they still have other threats, but not the Tyreek Hill threat. So that plays to your argument as well. And on top of that, Travis Kelce, probably coming off his worst game of the season. I spoke to someone yesterday who's close with Travis Kelce, and they said he is so pissed and wants to have a monster game. So you know who knows that? Patrick Mahomes.
What is he pissed about?
That he had a bad game this past week, because he did fumble the game, and he did have his second fewest receiving yards, fewest receptions, fewest targets. Patrick Mahomes knows that Travis Kelce wants the ball, so they are going to try to feed him over and over and over again. And so, Ryan, if the Broncos don't focus everything on stopping him, he is going to end up with 10 catches for 150 yards and 2-3 touchdowns.
Told you guys he was more fumble-prone now.
Wow, you were right.
All right, let's hit this next whiteboard topic. Jerry Jeudy.
I was thinking Jerry Jeudy, not Jerry Duty.
Oh, but I was trying to emphasize it in the court way, not squatting way.
The way you said it made it sound like poop.
Oh, Jerry Duty
instead of Jerry Duty.
Oh,
this one's pretty simple. I mean, who's gonna have your big game? Is it Kendall Hinton? No. Is it Brandon Johnson? No. Is it Jalen Virgil? No. Who else even have? Nobody knows. It's Jerry Jeudy. Like, if Jerry Jeudy doesn't go for minimum 150 yards, the Broncos don't have a chance. Like,
they would say 90.
And I would have put it at 100.
Really? I think if Jerry gets 150, you need another receiver to get to 100. That can be Dulcich, too. I mean, these are the Chiefs.
Yeah.
You need big numbers, and you are incompetent at receiver right now outside of Jerry Jeudy. Who's actually awesome last week. He was really awesome. Only 60 yards, but he played, I think, 36% of the snaps.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a very good pace.
Yeah, it is.
So hopefully he's not on a snap count again this week. Hopefully you figure that out today, but they need him. They really need a Jerry Jeudy game. Hopefully he gets up for it, because it's the Chiefs. They're not going to be able to run the ball. They're not going to be able to throw to anybody else. It's just Jerry Jeudy or bust, which I don't think is a world anybody loves to live in.
Guys, you might be right, though, Henry. In order to beat the Chiefs, it may have to be a 150-yard game.
It might need to be.
Would you rather have a 150-yard game from Jerry Jeudy or from Mike Boone?
Mike Boone, definitely. Yep.
Wow.
Yep, because 90 of those Jerry Jeudy yards could come in the final 5 minutes of the third quarter.
That is
fourth
true.
Quarter, when the Broncos are down 30-3, and then they make it 30-13.
Yep.
I think we're underselling the defense. All right, let's keep going.
We'll see.
Well, we haven't given our predictions yet, but the next one is toughen up, or should I say toughen up?
Like, yeah, how no, would you that was right, the second that? One. Okay, yep, second you. One, you yeah. got it. This is not necessarily going to be the most fun this Broncos team has had this season. I think there's a good chance it's going to be 21-3 at some point in the second quarter, and they're going to have to make a decision where they can either roll over and accept that this is the Chiefs and things aren't going well and the game really doesn't matter, and things could kind of spiral from there, and it could wind up being the 35 or 38-3 loss that I think some people expect it to be, or when they wind up in a tough situation, which absolutely will happen, you can play with a little pride. Mm. And you just have to hope that they can bounce back, find a way to get a stop or two, create a turnover, score some points, ideally, and just make this a respectable result. Just make it respectable.
Mm. So does that mean covering the spread?
No. Just I guess that is 9 points. That's
under
pretty good.
Under two scores?
If it's like 28-17, I still think that's respectable.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So then under two
scores close.
Probably
yeah.
follows.
Right
that.
Around there.
Yeah.
All right. What do we got next?
It's tricky.
Ooh. It's tricky. You guys talked about how you're going to need some plays. When's the last time you saw the Broncos run a trick play?
No. I've seen Jerry Jeudy go in motion a couple of times.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
Yep.
Gotta have one. The only way you're winning this game, I said it earlier in the week, the only way you're scoring is if you create big plays.
Yeah.
You gotta have one. There's no reason. It's the same thing I was talking about at the top. You have to play like you have nothing to lose with. You have nothing to lose. Like, you don't have to empty out the trick play, because I think that it can kind of look like a clown show if you do that in the NFL. But you got to get one, whether that's a Kendall Hinton throwback pass or whatever it may be. You got to get one at least. Fake punt. Not that I trust them to be able to do something like that.
Nope.
But you have to steal some yardage. You have to steal a possession, and maybe it's a surprise onside kick that you get. Like, whatever it may be, you got to get one of these. At least to change the axis of the game, which I think is underrated when it comes to football. Like, you can change the course of a game with one crazy play and change the momentum and change the belief on your sideline. And I think the Broncos need that desperately in this one.
And let's hit the last one, because it kind of follows up with that one. And it's go for it. And I've got a quote for you guys from Mile High Joe Flacco. He said when he was a Bronco, we're now a 2-6 football team, and we're like afraid to go for it in a 2-minute drill. You know, like, who cares if you give the ball back to the guys with a 1:40 left? They absolutely got the field goal anyway. Once again, we're a 2-6 football team. It feels like we're kind of afraid to lose a game. It's 3rd and 5 at the end of the game. Who cares if they have a timeout or not? Getting in field goal range isn't that tough. So you're just putting your defense in bad position. I just felt like, what do we have to lose? Like, why can't we be aggressive in those situations? Learn from Joe Flacco there. Mm-hmm. What do you have to lose in this game? Not much.
I just take issue with the part where he said it's not that hard to get in field goal range.
Yep. That
your chuckle when I said that, I think, was very fitting. Because, yes, Joe, it's very tough. What's crazy is it wasn't as tough for Joe Flacco as it is for Russell Wilson.
He probably might have more passing touchdowns than Russell Wilson still.
Yeah. Oh,
Joe Flacco's elite.
Probably. You know what? We laughed at John Elway when he said that. We didn't really laugh at George Payton when he essentially said that. But anyways, go for it. What are you losing here? If you have 4th and 1 from the 31, from the opponent's 31, go for it. You're not beating the Chiefs with field goals. Sometimes when you play bad teams, field goals, it's smart to take those. Not against the Chiefs. Yeah. I do not think you're winning this game 10-9, 13-12. You're not winning in it in the fashion that the Broncos have been close to games in the past. You need to be aggressive here. And Ryan, I think that plays into what you said. Trick plays. Be aggressive. Don't be afraid to lose the game. Don't play for a close loss. Play for a win here. And you know what? If it comes back in your face, that's probably going to be the same result at the end of the year anyways. You're probably going to get fired. But even for self-preservation purposes, try to win this game. Because if you win this game, the impossible happened, Hank. And then maybe you can get three of the final four or two of the final four. Then you would have finished 3-2 down the stretch, and that is how you save your job, Nathaniel Hackett and George Payton, is being aggressive and going for it. And you know what? I think the fans would appreciate that. Not trying to keep it close, but going for the dub.
What about 4th and 5 from the 35?
You definitely go. Field position doesn't matter in this game. It's Patrick Mahomes.
No, I mean, you're going in, though. Like, so you're in field goal range.
Go for it. Yep. Chris? Yep.
I mean, I don't disagree. And you want to know why? Do you know what the lowest point total the Chiefs have had this year is?
Oh, geez.
It's not as high as you would
think.
I'll
say 17 because of that hint.
Higher?
20?
20.
Jeez. Oh, geez.
That would be the Broncos' third highest scoring game of the season.
Oh, wow. I mean,
and they'd have to get to 21, which would be tied for their second to win.
Oh, that is wild.
Yeah. So you just, I mean, every decision probably has to be made to get to 24. And even that feels low, although I think the defense could do it. You just have to look at this like, okay, are we going to have enough opportunities if we kick this field goal to get to 24?
Right, right.
Because that means you're going to have to score 3 touchdowns at other times of the game. So is this one of the 3 best chances you're going to have in the game to score a touchdown? If it is, you have to go for it.
That's true. And the Broncos, do you think this, one of the things that Vic Fangio could do was hold the Chiefs at times. Do you think Evero's in a better position? Do you trust Evero more than Vic when it specifically just comes to defensive game planning against the Chiefs?
I can't say that until I see it. But with that being said, the shape that the secondary is in right now just worries me. Mm-hmm. Like, obviously you have Pat, but he's not in his best form. You're putting a rookie on the other side. Kareem Jackson isn't the guy he used to be. Justin Simmons is having a down year, although he's coming off of a great game. Like, it just feels like you're going to ask a lot of guys other than Pat Surtain to play above their weight class.
Yeah, yeah. It's a good point. And to your point about getting 24 points or so, do you know the last time the Broncos held the Chiefs to under 20 points? I should say 20 or under. Actually, I should say 21 points or under.
This keeps changing.
The bar just keeps...
When was
it? So 21 points or under. And remember, they play twice a year.
I was gonna. In my head, I feel like there was a game at Arrowhead where they were close recently, but the way you're framing this, there, it's not that. So
it was at Arrowhead, and it was almost in December. It was November 30th.
Ooh, November 30th, after Thanksgiving. I don't know.
The Denver Broncos did not even do this in their 2015 Super Bowl 50 defense.
Wow!
It was the year before that they beat the Chiefs 29-16. Since then, so this is even including the winning streak that the Broncos had. The Broncos have never held the Chiefs to fewer than 20 or 21 points or fewer.
What was the one where, like, it was Sunday Night Football at Arrowhead and the Broncos were kind of in it the whole game with Drew Lock at quarterback?
That was 22-16.
Okay.
And then the following year, the Broncos played the Chiefs again, and it was, they held them to 22. But that was when Melvin Gordon, Javonte Williams didn't play, and they only scored 9 points.
All right, so let's say 23 is the magic number.
There's
precedent of holding them to 22 in this current format.
Yep, two of the past 3 games they've played, they've held them to exactly 22 points.
They're just lacking so much talent right now.
Yeah.
Like you mentioned the secondary, but the front 7 too. And Deshaun Williams had 2 sacks last week, first 2 of the season. Maybe that's the pass rush kicking up. I'm not sure I totally buy it.
Jonathan Cooper?
He had his first sack of the season. Baron Browning got to 3.5 sacks on the season. Draymond Jones doesn't have a tackle for loss since Bradley Chubb left. DJ Jones.
He doesn't have a sack?
No sacks either.
What? That is something to keep an eye on.
It is something to keep an eye on. But, I mean, there's just, up until this week, there was no pressure at all. And even this week, again, I'm not betting on Deshaun Williams to keep going with the sacks after not having any LC. I have a feeling Patrick Mahomes is just going to have all day to throw, and that is terrifying.
If you give him more than 1,000, 2,000, 3,000, you're done.
Yeah.
Man, and I just don't feel comfortable or confident in that right now. Who's harder to sack, Lamar Jackson or Patrick Mahomes?
Whoa.
Because it's very different.
They are.
Very different.
That's a good question.
Mahomes.
Mahomes, yeah.
I think it's Mahomes, too.
I think so, just because he has multiple tools in his toolbox.
And he just feels it better than Lamar does. Mm-hmm. And he'll, you know, he just has those, like, Lamar does, too. But just, like, mm-hmm. the crazy, like, eyes in the back of the head.
Yep.
Dodge you, you know, he's a little harder to tackle, I would think, once you get your hands on him. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Yeah, I completely agree. I'm right there with you. And speaking of just having so many tools in your toolbox, Breckenridge Brewery. I mean, so many
tools.
Different options so you can tools. Have. We even have a Christmas ale keg in
right
the studio. Exactly. There's one right here, just a couple feet away. Heck, maybe that's what we do after this pod is over. We also are looking at four different Breck beers right in front of us. So, I mean, within what, a 10-foot radius of us, we've got three different Breck brews, so many options to choose from. And that's just right 10 feet within us. I mean, at the bar, what are we talking? 10 more options that we have?
Yep.
And they have even more options than that. But
if you drank those four beers, you'd be lit because all four of those are very strong.
Even if they were weak, I'd be very lit as well.
Buddy Pass and Hollidale. They go hard.
They do go hard. And you got to grab yourself some this Christmas time. So whether you're at the DNVR bar or you're at a liquor store, make sure to pick up the Christmas Ale keg. And if you want to find out where you can get them, go to breckbrew.com. It's the official beer of DNVR. We all love it. We think you're going to like it as well. So check them out at breckbrew.com and their Breck Beer Locator.
And get on over to Game Time. If you're trying to get tickets to anything.
Buffs
even
game
this,
tonight.
This Buffs game tonight. I wonder, let's see. Oh, there it is. Starts at $33 to get in.
Not bad.
No, not bad not at bad. All. Not bad at all.
You got your tickets?
Of course.
Of course. What kind of question is that?
I have an extra if you want to come, Hank.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm tempted. I'd previously turned down tickets, but I am a little bit tempted.
Interesting is an interesting response to that question.
Yeah, I would invite Zach, but he plays for the enemy.
Sucker. yeah, I mean... Game Time. So much cool stuff. Like the Chiefs game this weekend, you can get in $95. And that's including fees and all that stuff,
and
too.
And going
so.
Down.
And, yeah, so don't get it now. Get it before the game. We say that all the time, but this week it's particularly true. It's still going to be fun to be there, right? Like, it's Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah.
Like tailgate.
Might have to separate tailgate.
Yep.
Tailgate. Honestly, I do think it's better to be there for the pain than to watch on TV.
Mm.
Like, I think it's like... Really? You don't? I think it's just kind of more of like a...
It's better to be... Like, if you're going, you are just praying for a miracle. And if it happens, you'll have that over everyone. Like, I was
true.
There when
true.
They broke the streak. That's what it's for. To me, the part that makes it better to watch, like, here at the bar or at home when it comes to a loss, like, a bad loss, is you just don't have to hear the people behind you, like,
okay.
saying irrational things.
There's that. The Man. Thing about watching on TV, though, is that, like, you almost feel like you're just kind of, like, trapped in a way, where it's like, you're just watching this thing on TV, but you have to watch
can't
it.
Can't turn it off.
But you can't turn it off. You're not even that engaged, but you feel like you just have to sit there. At least if you're at the game, it's like, okay, there's like, some energy instead of just... I don't know. I
have some big beers.
Exactly. Have like a beer or two. You're sitting in the cold.
Either way, like to me, you're making anytime you go to a game, you're making a bet on the team winning.
Mm.
For me.
Yeah.
Like,
how many Buffs games you go to this year?
not that many, actually, sadly. But yeah. And I also then bet on the Buffs once I went to the game. But I hit that plus 500 Cal game, which. Probably took care of most of my losses from the other ones.
Dang, wow. That's pretty impressive.
Just think about it. It's five games. Like it's like winning five games.
Yeah, it's really true. That's really good point. And what does work out for this game is now it's no longer a night game, so you can tailgate a little bit harder going at 2 p.m.
Oh, yeah.
You don't have to worry about Monday morning as much.
Yeah,
true.
That is true. Get on over to Game Time, though. There's a link in our description below the show. There's a link in the podcast description. Use that link. We get credit for sending you. We really appreciate that. And, best deals on all the tickets to everything at Game Time.
There we go. All right, so should we hit some questions?
Let's do it.
Let's hit some question.
No, wait. Actually, first... We got some game picks.
Oh,
that
right.
Got
so I'm
to
so
get
used
to
our normal.
Yeah, we had a little bit too much CU talk in the first, so everything got pushed a little bit. But let's jump in. I need your Denver Broncos.
I thought it was
Kansas
too much
City
Bama
Chiefs
talk.
Score. It's kind of the same as you would say, right?
Fair enough. Fair enough.
Yeah,
fair
you would take that.
Two powerhouses.
Yeah, exactly. But before we get into our picks, let me update the records of our AFC West picks. Henry, at 19-17, you're in first place.
Whoa! Whoa, let's go.
Ryan, at 18-18, you're tied for last place with me.
That Suckers. Is tied for second place,
oh,
not last
okay.
place.
No, I'm tied for second. You're tied for last. Yeah. That's how it goes. So we're all right here. I mean, this is the AFC West. We're all pushing for the playoffs right now.
Love this. Yeah. I love this. Yeah. Henry on a heater?
Yeah, he is on a heater. I think he went 3-for-3 on the Thanksgiving games, and that took him over the top.
Oh, I did, didn't I? Yeah. Remember those crazy picks?
Yeah. No, I said they should. I think you went 2-1. I went 0-3.
All right, fair enough.
So if you want to say they don't count, I'm definitely fine with that.
No, they counted big time. Double count. Actually.
Yes.
Okay, let's hop into these games. Broncos, Chiefs. Are you feeling better or worse after whiteboard?
Worse. But I still think it's possible. I'm just not going to be the one to call it. I will say final score is 22-13.
Oh, so that is a push.
Yep.
Wow, nice. Going for the push. I mean, that's about what Vegas is saying. Because, I guess that's a little lower scoring.
Yep.
But in terms of the spread, definitely.
Oh, yeah. Take the under.
Yes, the under is where it's at. Henry, you taking the under?
I am.
Okay.
31-9.
The Chiefs, 7-5. The under in Chiefs games this year is 7-5.
Wow.
Yeah, exactly. It's crazy.
Wow.
And that's probably why the line has gone up is because it's the Chiefs and people are like, the Chiefs, only 43 points. Let's push it to 44. I'm going Chiefs as well. Man, Henry with that 31-9. I'm going to go 30-13. So I like the under as well. Okay. I'm the closest to the over, but I still like the under. I feel like last week was kind of the last real push from this team of trying to get a close one, trying to pull a big upset. This one could get away from them.
Mm.
So we don't have any of us covering
the
spread.
Have some pride at home, man.
Mm. I agree. Oh, speaking of, what do you think of the approach Nathaniel Hackett took to the question about does the streak matter? You've lost 13 games. Obviously, a win is important any time, but playing the Chiefs, does that mean something? And his answer, he started off by saying, well, that's the past. We weren't here for that. And just kind of went on to say, you know, how it's just another game. It's a division game, which is important. And, you know, the Chiefs are really good. But not putting any extra oomph in it. Whereas then you had Dalton Reisner come out and say it's very personal game. You had Justin Simmons come out and say this win would mean everything. And so you kind of have players and Nathaniel Hackett seemingly on different pages.
Bad. I feel bad about that. It just reminds me of when he was like, oh yeah, I don't have enough time to hate anyone. I don't hate the Raiders.
Right.
Like, you, yes you do.
Right.
Or you're supposed to.
Yep.
So figure out a way to hate them.
Yep.
Figure out a way to care more about this game because it's the last thing you have going for you. The only way that we can even say any redeeming qualities about this season when we look back on it is, well, at least they broke the streak against the Chiefs. Yep. It's the last thing they have that could possibly go right for them this season.
It's very true.
So figure out a way to care more about this one.
And just lie about it. Just say, yeah, F the Chiefs. Then you don't actually have to say that.
I would love that.
Oh,
everybody would love that. Everyone. Yes. Everybody
but
would love
that. That's the thing.
It.
Everyone would love that. Yes. Going out on a crazy end there. People just don't like the other way of being just politically correct about it. Yeah. This is football. Yep. This isn't politics. You can rile some feathers up and be okay.
I wonder if he's thinking like, okay, if I go into this meeting, like I go talk to the team and I just say, these asses have beaten us 13 times in a row. We're done with that. Putting our foot down, all this. And then they go and lose like 40-3. Does he all of a sudden, like, you do kind of lose some clout when you show up a little bit later. And you play the Chiefs again. It's like, well, they've beaten us 14 times in a row. We can't stand for this. I wonder if that's it. If that is it, it's the wrong approach. Like, just say you hate the Chiefs. Everybody wants to hear you say you hate the Chiefs. Yeah. You should hate the Chiefs. If you're the head coach, how do you not? Like that comes with the territory. Like that's part of your job is hating your rivals.
Yep. It's like, I mean, McCartney did it fantastic. Yep.
Yes, he did. Walked in, he was like, who's the best team? Nebraska, we hate them. And like I was actually watching the Gospel According to Mac the other night, And
that's too good.
He's like, they say in there, like the people, in the press conference laughed at him. And in Nebraska, they were laughing at him. But he picked the target, and you know, he brought the team to that level.
And that's kind of what it would be. The Chiefs would laugh at Hackett saying that, but Broncos fans would be like, hell yeah.
Everybody's laughing at him already.
Would you like it if he was like, I think Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid are overrated?
Oh my gosh. That would be, I'd rather be him so say good. F the Chiefs. Instead, he did the opposite. He said, you know, Mahomes is better than ever, you know, deserving of MVP and all of that.
What if he legitimately was like, no one talks about the fact that Patrick Mahomes has only won one Super Bowl. Everyone thinks he's the greatest of all time, but choked every other year.
Oh my God, that would be incredible.
It would be. Like, just go up there, just do it. Just say, I know, it's Patrick Mahomes. Everybody wants to talk about Patrick Mahomes. He's just a quarterback. It's just another football game. They're not super, like, it would play so well. Like, there's a way to do it wrong, for sure, where you sound like an idiot, but
man,
there's just no energy, which is so different than what you expect.
Yep. It is. For a December home game against the Chiefs, that was supposed to be Sunday Night Football. Now it's been flexed out. No energy. Broncos 9-point dogs.
At least they're still letting them play.
All right. Let's wrap these up.
Two more picks here. We've got the Dolphins. Well, no. Tonight, Raiders going in to Los Angeles. We don't know who the Rams starting quarterback is. Could be
Wolford,
or could be Baker Mayfield. What do you guys like? And this is straight up. We'll give you our picks against the spread over at thednvr.com on our Broncos pick'em this weekend.
Raiders.
Whoa.
Yeah, Raiders.
Yeah, easy. Raiders. I mean, this is, I guess actually we're not doing this one in pick'em because it's tonight. The line now has moved from 6 to 7.
Yeah.
Raiders are favored on the road.
To this day, the Raiders are a more popular team in LA than the Rams, so.
Yeah.
Man, that is sad. That is very, man, I didn't even think about that. So it's not even going to be a home game for the Rams.
No, not at all.
Yep.
So what's the score?
27-13.
I don't think they score that much. I think it's like 20-9.
Yeah, I like 24-10. So there you go. We all like them to cover. And then final game of the weekend, replaced the Broncos and Chiefs on Sunday Night Football. You have the Dolphins going into LA. Is that a home game? The Dolphins have good traveling fans?
I think they actually do.
Okay.
Because of that, you know, how good they were in the 70s.
Yep. A lot of people moved to LA. So the Dolphins, Chargers, Sunday Night Football. Who do you have?
I have the Dolphins. I don't know if that surprises you guys. Did you know that since he came into the league,
oh boy,
only one quarterback has lost more games than Justin Herbert?
It's Tua?
No.
Yeah, it's not. Wait.
It's Matt Ryan.
Wow.
Yep.
So,
what?
Key thing is just playing a lot of games.
Right. Keeps playing. They just keep forcing him out there despite the disappointing results.
What? He has the and what's it been? Three. This is his third year?
Yeah.
Yep.
He has the second most losses?
Yep.
I don't believe it.
Who would have more?
It's true.
Who would have more?
Oh, man. I mean,
usually players don't keep playing when they lose.
Yeah. Fields hasn't played enough games.
Well, that's
true. None of those young guys have.
That's true. I'm trying to think of like the 10 worst teams in the NFL right now, and they probably all have had. Wow.
Something broke.
That's weird. No, just a chair fell off the table.
It's Justin Herbert being pissed off that you're saying that about him.
Wow. It's just facts. Sorry, no, I mean, Justin.
It makes sense.
Jared Goff? He always plays.
Probably. So he moved to the Rams but when he was with the Rams the year before, he probably won a lot of games.
I wonder if I don't think he's missed much time, though.
And then last year lost a lot of games, and now he's .500. So probably balanced out. Maybe he's probably one win more than Herbert or something
possible,
like that.
Possible, yep. 23
Damn,
losses.
Wow, great stat.
Thank you,
Freaking wild, though.
Gonna add to it.
I think that Herbert wins this one. They're the more desperate team. And what happened to the Dolphins last week? I haven't lost faith in them, but to lose to Brock Purdy, didn't Jimmy G go out in the first quarter?
Yeah, I mean, if there's anyone who knows how to stop The Mike McDaniel offense, it would be Kyle Shanahan and his staff.
It's a great point. It's a very good point. So I'm gonna take the dog here, go with the Chargers. If the Chargers lose this game, oh man, they're done.
Six and seven.
And I think at that point, we're really talking about Sean Payton in LA with the Chargers.
Fine with me.
Okay, I like that. Henry?
Goff is tied with Herbert.
Oh,
okay.
Yep.
Okay.
How many? 23?
23.
23 losses. What's Herbert's record?
Herbert is 21 and 23.
21 and 23. Okay.
And Goff in that same time is 17, 23 and 1.
Okay.
Wow. Yep. Well, I didn't say that. Yeah. I just said only one has more.
Only one has more.
Yep. You're right.
It's yes. Also, speaking of second place, if the Chiefs win on Sunday, then they would have 7 consecutive AFC West titles, which is the second most division titles in a row ever behind the Patriots.
Oh, wow. Not even consecutive. In the AFC West.
No, just ever. Yeah. They won 11 in a row. You might remember that Tom Brady era. Ever heard of him?
Yes, yeah. Tom Brady, noted Colorado fan, Tom Brady.
Oh, yeah? What did he say?
He said, like, no one's a bigger Deion fan than me. I'll be pulling for his team.
Damn.
F you, you're not invited, Tom.
Wow.
Eh, if he wants to show up on the sideline.
Yeah. No, that brings
some major swag. Henry, Dolphins, Chargers.
I'll take the... Give me the Chargers. Why not? I mean...
Let's go!
This is one of those dumb games between teams that are the same medium tier.
In Sunday Night Football,
I hate my pick now. I thought I was going to get a game on you guys.
It's chess piece, man. Once you take your hand off of it.
I know. Yep. That's what I'm saying. Yep. I'm locked in. I'm not going to change it now. But, okay, Henry going Chargers. Okay, there we go. There are our picks.
Our picks.
All right, we do have a super chat here from our guy, Christopher Fillimore, who says... made up about Reisner's Walter Payton Man of the Year nomination. How do we vote?
You vote by go to Dalton Reisner's Twitter account, and he has the hashtag there. I think it's like, I don't want to say it wrong, but he has the hashtag there, and I think you just either retweet that or you tweet it yourself.
Yeah,
I would guess it's Reisner WPMOY.
You're probably right about that. And I mean, Dalton's such a good guy, and it's unfortunate that it doesn't seem like he's going to be here in the future because he's such a good guy.
Yep. We don't have time to go down this whole road. But hometown discount. I watched that video that they showed him. It's what a nice guy. He's always been a Bronco fan.
And speaking of nice guys and always being a Bronco fan, we do have one comment on the website coming in from our guy, GunGun1989, says, my boys, just here to not let the wet tongue thing go.
Important.
So he has a lot of different things about tongues, I believe.
Oh,
he says, wet your whistle, get your feet wet.
I do want to say, this was, my comment was about tongues. The wet is a thing. Wet is a thing.
Wet behind the ears.
Somebody lick behind your ear?
Don't know. Cat got your tongue. Heard that one. Tongue tied, tongue in cheek.
Wet behind the ears. Do you know what that one means?
Young?
Yes. Good job.
Why?
I think it's like when...
come out of the womb?
I think it's like a dog. Like when like a puppy comes out of the womb. Like
That's the last to dry?
Something like that. I feel like we're close.
I hope so.
We're in the neighborhood.
Otherwise, that was gross.
Tongue twister. And final one.
Tongue twister. Easy.
Cancel Henry.
Okay, well, that's not tongue-related at all.
Also, I will give free advertisement on this one, not my normal approach, but I got a message from a fan who said, El Taco de Mexico has great tongue tacos.
Oh.
Sounds gross if you say it that way. It sounds better if you say lengua.
Oh, yes, yeah, so that's very true, because you don't know what it is. At least I don't know what it is. I'm like, yeah, give me some lengua.
Yeah, exactly. He says they also have great beef cheek tacos.
Oh, yes. No, guys. I think we got wet behind the ears wrong. Since it's a tongue one, it has to be about like
licking.
A dog's mom licking like behind their ears or something.
I think it's probably to clean them.
Yeah. So not the womb. It is probably about their mom.
It could be right after that.
It could be right after that. Yeah.
It's enough womb talk for me today. Orange says, funny to think the stadium was on fire before the season.
We should have taken that more seriously. A foreshadowing of things to come.
Yep.
This is like a great J.K. Rowling's book or something.
It was
maybe not J.K. Rowling. So someone else.
I still believe it was all just part of the plan to get a new stadium eventually.
Do you think it worked?
No, the Denver Fire is too good.
Too good. Those spectators that were on the tour, they're like, is that supposed to be happening over there?
Literally, someone's was like, who the F had spectators in the state? You're supposed to burn it down today.
Where would they have played, Dicks?
Folsom.
Oof. Folsom?
That would have been fun.
Electric.
Mm. Would have been fun. Also, Wet Behind the Ears. Started in 1850 in Pennsylvania.
Okay.
Spinoff of a German phrase, though. Fucht hinter den Ohren is how you say it in German. But it says from the drying of amniotic fluid on a baby after birth. Wait, you knew what amniotic fluid was?
Wow.
No, I just knew it was after birth.
Wow.
Yep.
Do they lick it off?
Yeah, specifically a newborn farm animal, which last dries behind the ears, partly because licked dry by mother everywhere else.
Wow. That is something else.
That sure is.
Knew we were in the neighborhood. Also, I'm calling bullshit on them saying 1850 in Pennsylvania. There's just no way they can pinpoint that.
Isn't that crazy?
That is. That is.
Like the,
it's even crazier that Ryan knew that.
I guess.
Wow.
This gives me some serious credit there, Zach. Thank
you're good. You're good with amniotic fluid.
All right. That's going to do it for us today.
Amniotic fluid
Broncos
is...
podcast. Appreciate you guys for tuning in. Hit us with a thumbs up on your way out, and we will catch you tomorrow.